Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. Thank you so much, as always, for listening. It's a Monday, and about this time every Monday, we like to set aside a few moments to talk about what's happening around here. Our network update, always we ask Roger Lundquist, General Manager, to join us for the details. And Roger, a lot of encouraging things to talk about this week, including, you know, we've been working behind the scenes on something for quite a while. It's the legal IDs that you hear at the top of the hour, and they are now much shorter.
Yes, they are. When I turned on the radio last week and heard KVCM Helena and two translators mentioned, and then it went straight into the news, I thought, where did that long ID go?
Yes, that's right. Oh, no. Yeah, that is a wonderful thing. We've been looking forward to this, and Nick in particular, working behind the scenes, getting receivers out to various locations, getting recordings set up, and had to get everything maneuvered around to match up. And then we flipped the switch, and it sounds pretty good.
Well, it does, and we are very grateful. Over this last year and a half or so, as we've upgraded to the latest satellite technology available, that is what enabled us to finally put the legal IDs into the local satellite receivers rather than have to broadcast them from our studio, and that enabled us to just identify a couple of them. Some stations are just identified totally by themselves. Some of them have a translator or two mentioned as well, Dave.
Yeah, right. But all in all, boy, it's a whole lot shorter, more concise, and that leaves room for other things. So that's a blessing. And that's one of the things that we had been talking about and telling our listeners about, and they made it possible through their donations, because there's a lot of hardware and a lot of work involved in taking place. So thank you for those donations and for your prayers moving forward. We have other things we want to move forward on as well, and that leads us to Friendraiser, which kicks off this month on the 18th.
Yeah, just 2 weeks from now, that gets underway Monday morning, the 18th, and the Day of Hope is always one of the highlights of the year for me. And Dave, I've looked forward to this year's Day of Hope for a number of reasons. One is just some of the special guests we're going to have on during the morning. They're going to encourage our listeners, as you're going to find out how God is working in various places around the world through YNOP and the New Life Africa Networks. And then in the afternoon, we're going to actually have the chance to partner with another ministry, the Helios Project, to provide training to pastors in South Sudan and Kenya. And I love this project. A couple of weeks ago, I had the chance to sit down and visit with Tim Kroll from the Helios Project. And after talking to him for an hour or so, I just got up so encouraged and so excited that YNOP and its listeners can be a part of this incredible ministry, because it's one of those deals where you're not just impacting one person with the individual gift, but it goes into this multiplication into many lives, as the gifts we give are going to be equipping quite a large number of pastors to do the job that they've been called to do in South Sudan and Kenya. And as they preach into dozens and hundreds and even thousands of lives, we're going to see God really use the gifts given on Monday afternoon during our Day of Hope.
Well, you know, God is doing amazing things around the globe, most of which we are totally unaware of. So it's so exciting when we get to link up with one of these ministries that I frankly had never heard of until just recently. Yeah. But what a vital work for South Sudan and Kenya for these pastors.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible, because many of them cannot get any formal training to do the ministry that they've been called to. And so the Helios Project brings the teaching to them by way of solar-powered MP3 players. And this is just an ingenious idea. They've been up and running for a number of years, and they've already had a huge impact in several places around the world. But South Sudan and Kenya is one of the areas where they really need help right now getting those MP3 units into the hands of pastors in those two nations. So we're very excited about it. We actually heard about it at YNOP about 2 years ago, and we just said we really want to do something to help them out and grow their ministry, and this year finally is the opportunity to do that.
Okay. Well, that's very exciting. We'll be hearing about that on the Day of Hope March 18th, as a kickoff for this year's fundraiser. And then the rest of the week, we're spending a lot of time taking a look at what's happening here in the United States through Your Network of Praise, including new stations.
Yeah, and that really is going to be the biggest part of the fundraiser. While there's a lot going on in Africa, there's a lot going on at YNOP this year. And you have heard us talking about the fact that we've been given the opportunity to get 11 new stations on the air this year. One of them, KGLE-FM in Glendive, is already done. And now we have 10 more to go. Dave, we were working on the details last week. And finally, on Friday morning, the last details kind of fell into place. Our goal is to put two new signals on the air in the month of April. That, I'm pretty sure that's a first for YNOP, to have two full-power FM stations, one in Wyoming and one in Nebraska, both going on the air in April. Yeah. So please pray those plans continue to move forward. And then, of course, the funding is a big part of it. It's going to cost a lot of additional money this year to build those stations. But it's all being done because we look around our listening area and we realize there are so many people in the six states we currently broadcast in, and then Nebraska, state number 7, that, God willing, will be going on the air in April. We just see these stations filling that need for hope and providing people the daily encouragement, the Bible teaching, the music, everything they need. So we're really excited that the Lord has given us these opportunities, and we ask you to pray about your involvement in helping to make it happen.
Yeah, that is, as you say, Roger, the driving force behind all the efforts, all the money, all the manpower that is invested in these things. You talked about making this possible financially. One of the key components to fundraiser, making it a success, is folks coming alongside ahead of time with matching funds.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. And this year, we are really praying that the Lord will move on some people's hearts to provide matching funds over and above what we've ever seen before, because we have such a substantial need. We have all the regular operating expenses, and everyone who's listening knows what it's like to go to the mailbox and open that stack of bills each month. We have many bills that takes with all the tower sites and everything that we have to keep on the air each month. And this year, then, those additional costs of construction. So much expense coming up during the next 10 months. And so matching funds will be a big part of making this fundraiser successful. So if you've been thinking of making a gift in that range of a couple thousand dollars, $5,000 or $10,000 or more, we really could use that. So we would ask you to just pray about that. And if you feel the Lord is prompting you to join in with matching funds, you can just give our office a call at 800-442-9222. Or just fill out our contact form on the website, ynop.org, and let us know that you'd like to be part of building a pool of matching funds for the fundraiser. We would greatly appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. A vital part of the ministry moving forward. This year's fundraiser kicks off March 18th here on Your Network of Praise. Thank you, Roger. If you missed any of this network update, you can go back and listen to the whole thing on our podcast page at ynop.org, and we'll also be posting it on Your Network of Praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcasts by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.